Corey Meyer, the head boys basketball coach of the Coon Rapids Bearded Crusaders, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2020-2021 season. And Corey, you know it's always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to talk to you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. Solid season for you guys this year, kind of disrupted in the middle of it, and I think that maybe impacted your guys' overall record. You finish up 7-10 this year, but I thought about the time you guys looked like maybe coming out of the break there at Christmas that you were starting to get things together, had won 2 of 3. You kind of ran into a situation where you had to miss, almost a month of the season, and that really had to hinder you guys a little bit.
It was one of those years where, I think we played one game in 1 month, and then, we had a couple of snowstorm cancellations, and then COVID hit us, and so we didn't really get any basketball work for a long period of time. And then there towards the end of the season, we came back and we played basically our last 4 games without really much practices, and it was just one of those years. So,
absolutely. The crazy thing is, though, is you guys, after those 4 games to close out the regular season, seemed to kind of find your stride there in the postseason, though. Is that maybe some of the best basketball you guys were playing there once the postseason hit?
Yeah, I think that's, that was the remarkable thing about you lose your last 4 games going into districts, and then you go beat the number 2 seed, and you beat the number 3 seed, and then you play one of the best teams in 1A, and for one quarter we were better than them. So I think it speaks a lot about the character of our guys that they could easily packed it up and folded it in, and our guys continued to work. The whole season we talked about, it was just full of adversity, and it's how you move on, it's how you put your best foot forward, and our guys did a great job of that late in the season. Give us 3 more weeks of playing, and I think we could have been really, really good. We were just learning how to play together, and unfortunately we didn't get that, but that's what happens.
Is that the biggest thing you take away, though, from this group of kids was, how they fought through the adversity of this season and still able to make that kind of run in the postseason?
Yeah, for sure. I got some coaching buddies. Doug Newton's one of my best coaching buddies, and he just said, I've never seen a January like that where you guys have just a rough January where you're not really playing, and you come back, play a bunch of games, and then all of a sudden you make a deep run in the postseason. And it just speaks a lot on our kids. And, I think even after the games that were we lost in that last week, the Cam game, the Woodbine game, we were playing good ball. Like, you could start to sense it. We were moving the ball better. You just felt good about it. Even though you lost, you felt like we were getting to the point where we were going to, get better. And I remember going to the locker room 2 different times and just telling the kids, like, we're getting closer. You got to believe, this is part of getting better, is going through a little bit of adversity along the way. And the kids stayed the course. And that was why we had some success in the postseason. Just, we played some good teams that last week, and we fought hard. We just didn't come out with wins.
Coach, is it offensively did you see the most growth, or where did you see the most growth for this team this year?
Yeah, I think like a lot of it, you can just sense it, like how you're moving the ball on the offensive end. We see mostly zone. Almost all of the teams in our conference play zones. I just felt like we were just moving the ball. The ball wasn't sticking there as much, making the extra pass. With our defense, we were in pretty much all those games. Once our offense came alive, and once we were starting to make the extra pass and play with a little more, freeness offensively, we started playing better.
What stood out for you about the way the team played defensively?
We competed every possession. I think back to the Woodbine game, it was like, we were tied with like 2 minutes left in that first half. And then second half, they came out and hit a bunch of shots from the perimeter. But the Cam game is, give up 49 points and you lost. And, even when you go over to West Harrison late, we didn't have Lance and we competed with them. We just come up a few baskets short. And then when we got to postseason, you know, that Ankeny Christian game, they averaged 67 points a game, and we held them 37. And we did that just by hard work and just a lot of credit to our guys playing transition defense and sprinting back. And just I think defense is all about understanding angles and understanding where your help is coming from and things like that. And I think our kids were really starting to understand that. And then, you know, and then you play Grandview Christian, who's a team that averages 80-some points a game, and they go out and exploit you in transition, and we had no answer for it.
Well, they've got a little size advantage on you as well, Coach. Ankeny Christian, number 2 seed, Ogden 3 seed. Those the two best games you had this year, or is there another game somewhere else in the season that stood out for you about how well you guys played?
I don't know. I think the Ankeny Christian game, that was by far our biggest win. You know, there's a team that was undefeated in their conference, and they were playing really good basketball. Had a bunch of tape on them. You know, they had beaten some decent teams, beat Council Bluffs and Alberts, played with a couple 3A teams pretty well. And I liked the way that night that we competed, and our guys weren't sure, like they were coming to the bench, and you know, we just hadn't won a lot of games. So when they came to the bench, it was like they had their head down. They were waiting for us to make a negative play, and it was always about just trying to encourage them, like a couple more stops, and you know, get a basket or two here, and we can pull ahead with the lead. And then we finally got that lead late in the fourth, and that was a tremendous win for our program. Our kids were, you know, they're very, they don't show a lot of emotions, but they were very excited after that win. And it was a great effort from our guys.
Coach, you mentioned something in that about, you know, coming over to the bench, head down, just waiting for, you know, the mistake to happen. Is that the toughest thing sometimes for a coach to be able to fight through, is to get kids to understand that that confidence is something that's a huge part of the game?
Yeah, I think if there's anything that these kids could learn more about themselves, is how important that mental aspect is. Just playing with confidence is a big part of it. And I think it showed up in that game. Like, I remember Lance coming over telling a junior on our team, get his head up in the huddle after he missed a couple easy shots around the rim. And what a mature statement to make as a sophomore, telling an upperclassman a year older than you, you know, keep your head up. And so, you know, I think basketball is just as much mental as it is physical, and our guys have got to learn that. And, you know, I think the success we had late in the season will help that moving forward.
Coach, that month there where you had just the one game, you couldn't really practice, how do you keep a group together when you can't get together in the middle of a season like that?
Well, it's tough. You know, I think the hardest part was, like you said, we weren't together, and so you can't have practice. You're texting guys, and you know, and then when we did get back together, Jeffrey, we go over to Elkhorn tonight. Jeffrey hasn't practiced in 2 weeks because he's had COVID, so he came back late to practice, and then he goes out and has to play, I think, 25 of the 32 minutes against Elkhorn because Josh is at wrestling. And so you learn a lot about your guys. You learn how they compete. I just remember several times just telling the guys, like, we're getting there. You got to believe that there's something, you know, greater than the end than what we've got right now. And you know, as coaching staff, you just got to remain as positive as possible in those situations, because you know the situation that you're in. There's not a lot of things that you can control, and just being positive would help out tremendously.
And I think one thing a lot of people not going to realize is still the youth of this team. Just 3 seniors. You mentioned 2 of them here a moment ago, and Jeffrey Kraft and Josh Ramirez. And Josh was, I think he focused more on basketball, but as you said, he also wrestled this year a little bit. And then Kyle Wilkerson also going out for you this year. So 3 seniors, and 2 of them were pretty valuable for you on the court this year.
Yeah, for sure. Kyle played some JV for us. And great kid overall. Jeffrey got to play some, you know, at the beginning of the year really started and had a bigger role. And then as the season went along, he came off the bench and he handled himself really, really well, because Lance was starting at the end of the year. And I loved the way Jeffrey competed. You know, I think in the Ankeny Christian game, he had a couple big baskets for us in the second half on offensive rebounds. And then the Ogden game, Lance got in foul trouble early on, got two fouls in that first minute of the game, and Jeffrey came in, played huge minutes for us. He knew his role, and he didn't try to do too much. He actually handled the ball a little bit against pressure. And in your program, you need a kid like Jeffrey, a senior that accepts his role and is going to do whatever he can to help the team win. And then Josh, Josh wasn't a great offensive player. He'd be the first to admit that. He was an extremely unselfish player. Against the zone, he was really good at reading the defense, and we could throw the ball into him, and he could make plays out of the high post by finding the open guy. Defensively, he was extremely valuable. He was a rim protector, and he was our best communicator on the defensive end. There were times, even like in the Ankeny Christian game, that he had to guard a guard, and he just got down in his stance and did that. And so I can't say enough about those two seniors that got to play a lot of varsity for us. Those guys just competed day in and day out, and it was fun to coach them.
I tell you what, Coach, you're going to miss those two and stuff, but you've got some nice pieces coming back. You know how much I enjoyed watching Lance Clayburg play this year just because of how hard he plays. And Ian Easton Hayes, another one of those guys that defensively and just does the little things. Tanner Oswald, terrific all around. Gabe can score for you. Got Corey Heidoff coming back as well. So, and you're going to have some other guys that you're going to develop as well. But you got a nice base to be able to come back with.
Oh, absolutely. We got four out of our five starters back, and with that you got a first team all conference player and a second team all conference player in Gabe and Tanner. And Gabe averaged around 15 points a game this year, and Tanner is one of the best spot up shooters in our conference. And so the work for Tanner is, can he create a shot off the dribble, and can he score going to the basket his senior year? That's the challenge. Gabe's got to get more consistent just on his perimeter shot. There was times he shot it well, and there was times he struggled this year. But he's one of the best in our conference at, putting his head down, getting to the rim, and playing downhill. The big step that we had late in the season was Easton Hayes, our junior point guard, who had no varsity experience coming in, played really well. He led us in points that last game of the year against Grandview Christian. And, confidence is everything, and I thought in the last month of the season, Easton really, really improved in that area. And then, obviously, Lance is a kid that, is very gifted athletically. I thought his defense against Grandview Christian's guard was incredible. I mean, he kept him out of the lane for the most part. And, here's a 6'1 sophomore guarding one of the best, I think, guards in 1A. And he didn't back down from that challenge and competed on every possession, so I was really proud of him. So the key is for us is trying to find that fifth starter moving into next year. And right now we got some guys that we're going to have to develop. We got Corey Heidoff. We got some minutes this year. He's going to have to work hard in the off season. We got Colby Culbertson, who's also a freshman who I really like. He can really defend, and he's very athletic. He's a left-hander. He's got a lot of work to do on his shot. And then we got Kate Behrens, who's also a freshman, a really, really good shooter, has got to get better, just guarding people and getting better from an athletic standpoint to play at the varsity level. So we got some work to do for sure, but we got four really, really solid pieces back and guys that, finally got, two of those guys didn't have any varsity experience this year coming into the year. And so they improved a lot as the season went along.
And Coach, I know that you're going to be hoping to get some time in the off season for the guys. What are the plans tentatively right now? I know with COVID, things still kind of up in the air, but what are the tentative plans, and what would you like to see this summer?
Well, I think the off season is really about skill development. It's about working on some of the things that that you weren't able to do from a standpoint from playing a varsity game. You look at Tanner; he's a great spot up shooter. Now the next thing is, how do we get him, like I said, to be able to go to the rim and score with, with contact and a physical, aggressive defensive player on him. So it's about developing some of those weaknesses that could be a strong, Tanner shoots it so well, so how can we get him when they close out tight to drive to the rim? So the key is skill development. It's getting in the gym. We got a lot of guys that need to get shots up. There's no doubt about that. The cool part, the interesting part about you make a deep postseason run like that, all of a sudden, you know, we were going to leave at 5 o'clock and there's district games at 3:30, all the kids wanted to shoot. And, you know, some of those kids shot more baskets from 3:30 to 5 o'clock than they did all in the off season.
Right.
And so making a run like that's important because you get more excitement and you get guys that want to get in the gym and have a little more energy. And so our off season is going to be skill development and then playing. We need to play more basketball. I think that was what was really apparent in the Grandview game is, you know, just they guarded us so hard in the perimeter. Sometimes our basketball instincts didn't take over, and so you got to learn to play more. And so our guys are going to have to play. I want to play at least one competitive game a week in the summer.
Well, Coach, we hope all that works out for you. As you know, it's always great to catch up with you. Appreciate everything. You're always so good at getting us results and details about games. And even though you freak Honnold out, you know, on speakerphone at, you know, 11:30 at night at the hotel, we appreciate everything you do for us, and it's always good to catch up with you.
Well, I just on behalf of CRB, we thank you, Jeff, for everything you do for our kids. We've talked about it before. It's more than just covering sports. It's relationships, and you're the best at that, and we can't thank you enough.
You bet. Thank you very much. Head coach again, Corey Meyer, again with the Coon Rapids Baird Boys Basketball Program.